Welcome to Straight Talk. Today, we're going to venture into the world of pest control and what the cleaning industry needs to know about one specific pest. But before we do that, I do want to welcome a new guest to the program, Rob Fernback, the Director of Sales and Franchise Development at Complete Pest Solutions. Rob, welcome.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. Happy to be here. Looking forward to our discussion.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your history, and what you do now.
All right, a little bit about me. I'm 36 years old. I'm from Youngstown, Ohio. If you guys don't know where Youngstown, Ohio is, it's about an hour between Cleveland and Pittsburgh. So we have a lot of Browns fans and a lot of Steelers fans in our area. It just depends on what kind of household you're brought up in, pretty much. So, you know, I'm a father. I have two kids, and I love what I do for a living. I mean, you know, pest control, if you told me 3 years ago that I love the pest control industry, I'd have told you you're crazy. But I jumped in, fell in love with it. So that's a little bit about me.
Perfect. And I do know where Youngstown is because I'm in Columbus, Ohio. So maybe a little convincing before I become a true Brown fan, but we'll see what happens. Well, Rob, let's get into one specific insect, one pest that you brought up to me when we were talking before we got onto the program, called a bat bug.
Yes,
I did
sir.
A little Googling on that. And when I saw a picture of a bat bug, Rob, I thought, that's a bed bug. Tell us about the bat bug and how wrong I am.
So you're not actually that far off. The only real difference between a bed bug and a bat bug are its antennae. You notice on the picture that we looked at, it didn't have his little antlers there. But bat bugs, I wanted to talk about them because they are an issue, and people, I mean, you never heard of it before, right? As I mentioned in prior conversations, you know, our company handles wildlife issues as well as insect control issues. So we get called out to people's homes for bat removal. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, bats are a protected species. There are only a certain amount of times of the year where you're allowed to go in and remove the bats, and you're never allowed to terminate them. They have to be taken and relocated in the wild. And one of the things that bat bugs attract, well, they attract many gross things, but one of the things that they do attract are the bed bug's cousin, which is a bat bug. They feed on bats, mice, birds, rodents, and things of that nature. So we'll go in and we'll remove the bat issue that people are having in their home. And one of the things that could be left behind are these bat bugs. And they act as bed bugs would act in your home. They run out of their food source, which are the bats, and they cling to the next food source, which would be us. So you can find them in your, real close to your bed, in your couch cushions. And the thing with bat bugs, they can lay dormant in carpeting and furniture for up to a year without having to feed again. And that cycle continues, and you can have a real problem on your hands if you're not aligned with a reputable pest control company.
I had no idea. A year without feeding, they act like bed bugs, so they can get in. Yeah, I don't like it. Nope.
No, I mean, they're not easy to get rid of. I pulled up our procedures. If you would like to hear, you know, how we would treat them, I'd love to give you a little insight.
Run through that real quick for us. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, cool. So we treat all infested furniture, couches, chairs, your bed. We dust. We have this chemical dust. We take apart your electrical outlets and dust behind those. We treat all your picture frames, your blinds, drapes. We spray all your baseboards, your dresser drawers, nightstands, your bed frames. These suckers actually get into creases of all your furniture, and they can live inside these creases. You won't even know they're there. We treat your mattresses, your box springs. I mean, it is a very thorough procedure, and it never gets done with just one. There's always at least two follow-ups that come with it. And it's not all on the pest control company either. we have a prep sheet that we give our customers. Their house has to be in a certain order so we can hit all these things. And then they're tasked with running the sweeper multiple times a day to break the egg cycle. So they don't lie dormant for years. When you have the vibration on the floor and the carpeting going from the sweeper, it speeds up the egg cycle and hatches the new larvae where they can wake and eat the chemicals that terminates them.
Okay.
So it's an exciting process, actually. It's interesting.
Yeah. So you mentioned that they come in on the bats. They can get into a home. You know, I think of bed bugs, they come in on people who maybe have been traveling. They could get in your suitcase at a hotel. But a bat bug, I assume, comes through the attic.
Yeah, they attach themselves to the bats. And if you have a pest control company that's not thorough, you know, when you do that attic clean out after you remove the bats, some might skip the clean out altogether, but those could be left behind. So you want to be aware. I mean, look at your skin, obviously, because you're going to see bite marks. If you see your pets scratching at themselves, check for bite marks. And to be quite frank, a bite from a bat bug is actually more severe than a bed bug. They're more painful. They're more irritable. If anyone did any research on it, they'd be surprised at how different they are, but how similar they are at the same time.
Yeah, I did some research. And, you know, when you Google something, you got to wonder, is that really true or not? It's the internet, right?
You have to check your source, obviously. If it comes from a pest control company, obviously it's true.
Yeah. I saw references to a bat bug bite could lead to insomnia, anxiety, issues like that. So
it could lead to all sorts of health issues. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's all true.
Yeah. So you talked about attics and maybe homes being affected more by bats and than the bat bug. What about commercial facilities? Do you deal with bats in those as well?
Most of our bat jobs, I would say half and half, are commercial, half are residential. We actually did a commercial building. It was this gentleman owned a huge warehouse that stored classic cars. And he gave us a call. It took us probably 2 months total to complete the entire job with going through our procedure. Like, so we like to do a lot of things with one-way door systems. We don't like to trap. We like the animal to leave on its own fruition. So you have to go around the entire structure, seal off every entry point you can find, and leave the biggest one for a one-way door system. That animal has to leave to eat. Once they leave to eat, the door shuts, animal can't get back in. We go out, we clean out the rest. I mean, if it's just one or two bats in there, they'll usually leave at the same time. If it's a mom having pups, then you have to worry about taking away their, you know, the baby bats. But once that one-way door closed shut, we remove it, seal up that entry point, and then we do an attic clean out or the building clean out. I mean, this warehouse, it took probably 2 weeks to completely sanitize and clean out the mess. You're cleaning up guano, you're servicing for mites and bat bugs. It's a procedure. It's not a quick turnaround.
No,
and
but
I make sure our customers know that it's going to be a procedure.
Yeah. But I like what you do, because I remember I lived in one neighborhood and one of my neighbors got bats in their attic. And every night we'd watch them leave. All these bats would just, a trail of bats leaving, and they got rid of them by shutting off their entrance to come home. Now, I don't know if they went out that night, but that's a cool way of doing it. And you mentioned that bats are endangered. I had no idea about that. It seems to me if it's in your building, it's fair
then
game.
They should be fair game to kill it. There's actually, in the state of Ohio, if you kill a bat and authorities find out, you can be fined up to $10,000.
Well, I'm not going to admit to anything from my past on this episode.
Well, there's a statute of limitations, I'm sure.
It's been a while. I will say that in a desperate moment, a tennis racket is a good deterrent to a bat.
Right. Or two hockey sticks with a sheet thrown out the door.
Yeah, it can be scary, but I guess they're not that scary, really, but they could bite.
if they are protecting their young, that's usually when they're the most aggressive. But they don't want to be a part of your life as much as you don't want them a part of yours. You know, they just want to live in your home to protect themselves from the elements and come and go as they please. But who wants bats flying around their house?
Yeah, exactly. So whether it's a home or a commercial building, you could see them coming in and out perhaps, but are there other pieces of evidence that's like, yeah, we have a problem?
Guano is usually the biggest one.
That's the droppings.
Guano or droppings. You'll hear the squeaks it makes. You'll hear fluttering. You'll hear them walking around scratching.
Noisy.
It's the same size of the commercial building as it is a residential.
Well, this has been interesting, Rob. I appreciate it. You know, the bats are one issue, but what they bring in with the bugs and what that
people
can
don't
do to
think
people.
About that.
That which it can get on your pets, on you and your bedding, and then they can grow from there.
Exactly. You have a whole blown out infestation.
All right. I think we know all about bat bugs and bats. The best way to get rid of them. And you're a fellow Ohioan. So
go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Appreciate your time here today. Look forward to our next episode.